This is the Mistress Carrie's Situation Report for June 27th, 2022. Your daily entertainment headlines, industry info, and everything rock. A video documenting the construction of the massive new statue of Motorhead frontman Lemmy, which is being displayed at this year's Hellfest, can be seen online. There's also a portion of Lemmy's ashes that are enshrined within the statue. The statue, the creation of artist Carolyn Brissett, she was approached by Hellfest organizer Ben Barbode. She said, quote, "I said yes because it's a great project, and it was also quite a challenge to make such a big statue in such a short period of time." Chris Daughtry opened up to fellow American Idol alumni Kelly Clarkson about the heartbreaking guilt that he feels over the loss of his mother to cancer and his stepdaughter to suicide last year within a week of each other, saying, quote, that he processed both losses very differently and found the common denominator in both is the guilt. Guilt over things like, quote, "I wish I would have said this, I wish I would have done this, I wish I would have called more." He explained, adding that those moments of guilt are the hardest because you can't do anything about it. Tom Brady has cast an old friend in his upcoming movie, 80 for Brady. Guy Fieri, host of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, has joined the cast of the upcoming film. 80 for Brady is a road trip movie starring Tom Brady and co-produced by his 199 Productions. Actor Billy Porter is also going to have an unspecified role in the film alongside Lily Tomlin, Jane Fonda, Rita Moreno, and Sally Field. Neil Schon from Journey has revealed that he bought 150 guitars during the pandemic, admitting that he got hooked on expanding his already massive collection of 650 guitars. He said, "I kept buying and buying and buying, and it became like a hobby." He told People magazine, "It was like being hooked on something, like gambling, but I don't gamble. That became the thing that I did during the pandemic besides writing new material. It was a lot, and it was a lot of money, too." In a couple of weeks, Rage Against the Machine will finally kick off their reunion tour that's been over 2 years in the making. And ahead of their first show since 2011, the band had a lot to say about the Supreme Court, releasing a statement on Friday saying, "We are disgusted by the repeal of Roe versus Wade and the devastating impact it will have on tens of millions of people. Over half of the country, 26 states, is likely to ban or seriously restrict abortion very soon, if not immediately, which will have a disproportionate impact on poor, working class, and undocumented BIPOC communities." The band also announced their plans to donate $475,000 raised from the sale of charity tickets from their first two shows in East Troy, Wisconsin, and Chicago, respectively, to reproductive rights organizations in those states. Rise Against have also issued a statement on the Supreme Court overturning Roe versus Wade, saying, quote, "The overturning of Roe v. Wade does not represent the many corners of America we have spent over 20 years touring through. It represents the few ruling over the many, something we rail against in our songs." And Coheed and Cambria released a statement saying, "In light of today's Roe v. Wade Supreme Court decision and Oklahoma's recent near total ban on abortion, we will be donating all profits from our Oklahoma City show on August 20th to the Center for Reproductive Rights." And Green Day frontman Billy Joe Armstrong told a crowd in London that he is renouncing his United States citizenship in protest of the Supreme Court's overturning of Roe v. Wade. Performing in London just hours after the Supreme Court ruling hit the news, he said, quote, "Fuck America. I'm fucking renouncing my citizenship. I'm fucking coming here. There's just too much fucking stupid in the world to go back to that miserable fucking excuse for a country." He continued to say, "Oh, I'm not kidding. You're going to get a lot of me in the coming days." And finally, Foo Fighters frontman Dave Grohl publicly performed for the first time since the passing of Taylor Hawkins, when he guested during Paul McCartney's set at the Glastonbury Festival in the UK. Paul McCartney introduced Dave Grohl as, quote, "my friend and your hero." Dave Grohl commented on stage that a couple of his flights were canceled, but said, quote, "I swear I would never miss being on stage with you right now." Dave Grohl chimed in on the Beatles classic, "I Saw Her Standing There," and returned for the final song in McCartney's set, The Beatles' The End, where they were joined on stage by Bruce Springsteen. And that's your Sit Rep. For more details on all the stories, check the show notes of this podcast. And don't forget to hit subscribe so you don't miss anything. New full-length episodes come out every Wednesday. Episode 107 featuring Pat Badger from Extreme is available now.